Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver, Colorado at the Carpet One summer meeting, and I'm with Charlie Dilks, the Chief Product Officer. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you, Kemp.
I want to talk about products, some of the trends that are going on. Let's start out, though. We just, a couple months ago, did our annual report, and so we were rolling up how 18 compared to 17. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was hard for us to get our hands around the numbers because there was so much product brought into the country in anticipation of tariffs that it inflated on the hard surface side. So we got that number around 5.1% as far as what the growth was in imports, export, and the manufacturing numbers. But we really think consumer number was a little less, maybe closer to 3.8. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think plus or minus a couple of basis points. Fortunately, our business was a little bit better than that. We do measure ourselves against the industry, a number of different indexes, but I think 3.5 to 4% is probably the right range. And then I think if you move further into 2019, I think that all the inventory that came in the latter half of 18 has affected the consumption numbers, or at least the industry numbers, in the first part of 2019.
And actually, if you look at 19, 19's not doing as well as 18, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, it's a bit of a head scratcher, at least, you know, for us and I think a lot of the people that we talk to. But I think the fundamentals are still there in terms of the economy and you know, some of the things that we follow. So anyone I'm talking to, and a lot of them, as I say, often smarter than I am, are all sort of sensing or hoping that the back half of the year will be better than the first half of the year.
Yeah, one indicator that we like to look at is this consumer sentiment, this University of Michigan research that they do. And, you know, there is that factor that the people who fill out the research are the ones who have time to fill out the research. So are we really getting a good read on what the active consumer is thinking? I don't know. But it's at a 15-year high. So the sentiment is strong, and yet flooring, if we're talking about retail replacement, might be flat at best if you look at the whole country. So that is a little bit of a disconnect.
It is, and it's a head-scratcher because, I mean, you know, not only that index, I mean, but if you look at job creation and wages are growing and unemployment's low and interest rates are low now, you know, apparently heading lower. So all those things usually mean that business is pretty good and it's just not materializing.
All right, so let's look at what did grow last year and what was flat. Just real quickly, carpet was flat in dollars, down in units. Ceramic was flat. We had wood and laminate down 4%, which was, you know, kind of a real surprise for us. Mm-hmm. And then you had everything around LVT and multi-layered LVT. They actually were most of the growth. We saw the resilient business grow 28%. The LVT piece of it up 40%. Again, that included a lot of what was shipped in, may not have been consumed, but isn't it interesting that the consumer has jumped on this LVT with both legs?
Well, it is, and I would go further than what you said and say it's accounting for all the growth, and what we're seeing is that's continuing into 2019. In fact, my sense is that every flooring category other than vinyl, primarily LVT, modular vinyl, is down this year. And so now the industry's flat, but I'm not sure where we'd be right now if LVT wasn't growing at the pace it is. So, you know, for the last couple of years, it's accounted for virtually all the dollar growth in the industry.
So this brings me to a question that I thought we'd have some fun with. Because first, most people know, Charlie, that you're the chief decision maker for somewhere between 1,500 to 2,000 stores. So you're probably one of the most influential buyers of flooring product in the United States. And the question I want to ask you is almost a chicken egg question. Do they buy, the consumer, does the consumer buy what you offer them? Because as we would say, summarize that, that's called shelf space. So the products that Charlie Dilks buys and puts on the shelf, when they come in the store, that's what they see. Or do you offer what they want? So they're in looking for something, and you've done a good job of knowing what they want.
That was a complicated question. I think I know what you asked me, yeah. But first I'll say that we've really got 1,600 buyers if we've got 1,600 stores at CCA, and our members are pretty vocal. Yeah. They're not afraid to share their opinions, and their opinions come from what their consumers are telling them. So we feel like we've got a pretty good pipeline, you know, to the consumer and to consumer sentiment. Saying that, I think innovation and putting on the floors what the customer wants is more or less connecting dots, and that we can assume that people want product that's hard wearing, or let's say carpet that's hard wearing, yet they don't want a product that feels like a piece of cardboard that, you know, mm-hmm. doesn't have any softness or any sort of aesthetic value. So, you know, we build product to that need, again, durability, mm-hmm. yet, you know, balancing out what we think will sell based on what that need is. I think waterproof is a great example. When we introduced our first line of LVT almost 10 years ago now, in the early stages of developing the story, we were calling it water resistant,
yeah.
and then said, well, you know, waterproof probably, you know, sounds a little bit better. Obviously, you know, here we are 10 years later and waterproof is really, you know, the story in flooring right now. But then you extend that to wood, you know, which we've just launched a couple of new introductions in the waterproof wood category, which, you know, we're particularly bullish on, because, you know, now you have a product that we know the consumer wants, but that hasn't been able to put it into wet areas of their home, hence, you know, the growth of LVT, and is, you know, we're going to be able to offer it in real wood, real veneer. So it's again, it is a bit of a chicken and or the egg, as you call it, but it's really using some common sense, some feedback we get from our members. We don't make anything. So it's not like we own equipment and assets that manufacture. So we're constantly going to our vendors and pushing them to make product that we believe consumers want to buy. And often we're wrong, and fortunately, often we're right as well. So, and our vendors are pretty supportive. I think we've got a pretty good track record. They listen to us, and I would say within their own technical capabilities, you know, try to do what it is we're telling them, you know, we think the customer wants and needs.
Well, who teaches the consumer what's in style?
Well, I think there's a lot of, if you go back 30 years ago, it was probably a retail sales associate based on what the purchase cycle was. Today, there's just so many different sources. There's obviously, you know, the internet and all the various places the consumer can go to learn about flooring. And then I think HGTV and other shows similar to that have a big influence on the consumer around flooring and all products that go into the home. And you know, some would say if you're a Shaw or a Mohawk or a manufacturer that has a lot of their assets tied up in soft flooring and carpet, you know, they're a little disgruntled about that. And in our case, you know, we don't make anything, but we'll sell whatever the consumer wants to buy. Mm-hmm. So, but I really think all these social media outlets and just media in general today is influencing the consumer greatly.
So if you were to crystal ball this LVT fast, almost a spike in growth, how much longer do you think this will last?
Well, I mean, we're starting to see our comp numbers slow down on a percentage base because obviously we're comping up against a larger number. I think there's still some white space in the commercial end use category. And, you know, I think a lot of people agree with me on that. You know, we're seeing a lot of growth in the commercial space, you know, people moving away from vinyl composite tile into more stylish plank, LVT, wood looks, stone looks, what have you. So in the home, I think it'll grow this year, depending on whose number you believe, it's going to be a, you know, $3.5 to $4 billion category. And I think it's still got a lot of bandwidth above that line.
And carpet, is there hope for that? Is it going to ever level out?
Well, you know, we thought, based on our numbers last year, at least, we actually had a little bit of growth in carpet, and it was our feeling or our hope, because we like selling carpet. I think it's a full service category, and that's where we excel, and it's more profitable for our members to sell.
Exactly.
But so what's been going on the last 6 or 9 months, is, as I said earlier, is a bit of a head scratcher for us. But I think there'll always be a place for carpet in the home. The frustrating thing about carpet right now is it's never looked better. The mills, even though we live in a consolidated industry, are very, very innovative about the product they're making and the fiber technology that's available today and the tufting machines and what they can make. So everyone's trying pretty hard. The consumer's just not playing ball, I guess, at this point in time. But I think if I look out in 5 years, my sense is that, you know, carpet will probably stabilize perhaps within 2 or 3 percentage points of where it is right now in so far as overall share.
All right, Charlie, I appreciate the insight on why the consumer's making decisions they're making. Again, been talking to Charlie Dilks, the Chief Product Officer with CCA Global, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.